再有机会到这里来和弟兄姊妹在主面前一同追求。
I'm really so glad that again I can be present among you and together with you we can study more.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道，我们这一次的聚集乃是一种训练性的聚集。
I think all you are familiar with this. The purpose of this meeting, we are here to study.
去年我到香港去的时候
，Last year when I was in Hong Kong,
特为到华福中心去看王永信牧师。
And I especially go to that Chinese Congress, I mean Evangelical Congress, and to see Pastor Wang.
王弟兄给我看一个的统计表格。
And brother, let me see a kind of statistics.
全世界今天中国的基督徒有多少？中国的教会有多少
？It was a statistic on how many churches and how many Christians are there world over.
中国的传道人有多少
？And how many Chinese ministers are?
再有在神学院和训练所收信预备做传道的人有多少
？And how many students are in Bible colleges or seminaries or in any training institution?
他只给我看见很惊讶的一件事。
Then he gave me a kind of surprise by showing me that kind of statistics.
中国基督徒人数是继续的增加。
You know, the Chinese Christians are really increasing in number.
但是现在的神学院和训练所收信的那一些传道人
But actually are present in the training in the biblical college or seminaries.
如果按照次序毕业的话
If they can graduate according to their session,
他们就加入在那些传道人的行列里面。
Suppose they can go into the ranks and file of ministers.
但这一些的人数还比不上退休和死掉的传道人。
And the number of these new members will not be comparable to those who are to retire or who are even too old and some might maybe die.
这是给我们看见中国基督徒增加了，就是传道人的比例越过越减少。
Now here's the fact that the number of Chinese Christians is increasing, but the number of Chinese ministers and preachers are not to cope with that number.
所以如果主来的迟的话，这是一件非常严重的现象。
So suppose the Lord Jesus tarries a little while, I think this is a very grievous, very great problem.
所以在我的里面有两个感动。
That's why in my mind, I was moved to have two feelings.
一个感动的是真是求主呼召一帮青年人来侍奉主。
The first reason was I really asked the Lord to touch and to lay on the hearts of those new, young members, young Christians to come and be trained.
那一些呢是全世界来做传道人的。
And this kind of training will prepare them to be a full-time minister.
但是另外一方面，有人没有主的呼召，却也在侍奉中间能够积极上给摆上。
And on the other part, maybe some are not able to do this full-time service, but still they have a heart to serve the Lord. They can be trained too.
我相信在最近几年中国的基督徒中间
And I believe that among Chinese Christians this year
有一个观念是已经改正过来了
One concept has been really corrected now
就是教会的侍奉并不是单单推在少数传道人身上
And that is the fact that the ministry of the church is not to be laid exclusively on ministers or preachers alone
每一个基督徒都是做祭司都在神面前侍奉的
Every and each Christian should be priest and should be minister before God
这一个观念是很好
Now this concept is very accurate
但是有一件很现实的事
You know there's one thing very realistic
一个人如果在神面前没有好的追求或者没有受过训练他怎么能够侍奉主呢
Now if one does not pursue or study well in the sight of God how can he be used by God
一个人在神面前的光景
You know, how a man stand in the sight of God.
必须一面有圣灵常常充满他，他变成在神面前的活的人。
On the one hand, he must be filled with the Holy Spirit constantly so that he really very much alive.
但是第二方面，他必须在生命上有了学习，有了长进。
And on the other hand, in his spiritual life, he must have study and he must increase in knowledge.
如果一个人的生命上没有学习，没有长进的话，只在圣灵里头喊喊叫叫，那是不够的。
If one does not increase in his spiritual status, and he can only enthusiastic and just just cry out, yell out, that will not do anything.
而在生命上的长进必须是借着对着神话语的认识。
And when we say spiritual growth, so growth in life must be based on the word of God.
也借着个人活在神面前灵命的经历。
And also through the spiritual communion of that person or that individual.
神对我们中的带领绝对是有系统性的。
Now, God's leading upon us is very systematic.
神创造宇宙万有的非常周密的有系统性的。
Because when God created the world was in order and with system.
神在我们身上的经历上的带领知识上的栽培也绝对是有系统性的。
And also the guidance of God upon our spiritual life and also the increase of our knowledge is according to order and systematic.
一个人如果个人在神面前生活与读圣经仅仅是零碎的感动，他绝不能够在神面前成为一个有用的器皿。
Now suppose a man he studies the Bible but his faith is only fragmentary or whatever thing get is only part, then he cannot have this real deep experience.
这是非常确定的事实。
I say this is very definite.
但是要有这一件事情成功。
But in order to achieve this purpose,
这不过必须要有一些机会，基督徒在神面前受到一些训练。
There must be some kind of opportunity. The Christian must have a disciplined training in the sight of God.
这以往有好多基督徒成为听道的专家。
Now in the past, we should say that many Christians just hear us only.
听人讲道，讲道者圣经一读就知道你讲什么道。
He can listen to any preacher and say whatever. The preacher opened the mouth, he will say, "Well, I know what he's going to say next."
但是他自己讲却讲不出来的。
But if he takes time to speak himself, then he cannot speak anything at all.
所以他的神面前没有太大的功用。
So that means this man cannot be so effective in the sight of God.
所以为了这一个缘故，在教会的基督徒中间，应该有一些的时间是一种受训练的时候。
So that's the reason.Why we deem it necessary that for Christians in the church there must be some time allotted for their training and disciplining.
就是为了这一个缘故，我们才有这一次三天的聚集。
And because of this purpose, that's why we have this 3 days training, intensive training.
主如果带领我们在这三天的里面，只能够注重到对神话语的一些认识。
Suppose God can only direct us so that in, during this 3 day session we can know how to base our faith on the word of God.
而我对着神的话，我们只能够来看摩西的五经。
So maybe among the word of God we can see the 5 books of Pentateuch of the Moses.
我们7次的时间没有办法把摩西五经好好的看过。
Now of course within 7 sessions we cannot study all.Moses books in detail.
所以我就发一点的讲义给大家，盼望弟兄姊妹细节上的再仔细的去读。
That's why I handed this lesson material to you so that you can study in detail.
我不过今天在跟大家开始一个起个头。
But here I'm going to give you a brief introduction.
并且我是盼望我们弟兄姊妹不光在新约上花时间，以后也能从旧约中去花时间。
Also, it is my hope that brother and sister from now on.Not only pay attention to the New Testament, but also you have to spend time studying and deeply into this Old Testament.
在今天北美一般查经班里面
Now, all the Bible study groups here in North America,
平时读圣经大多是现代新约。
Usually they just pay attention, they emphasize the New Testament.
但旧约里头有非常丰富的宝藏需要我们去发掘出来的。
But I tell you there are many treasures hidden in the Old Testament I want you to find out and dig out.
好多的人就是由于不知道旧约怎么读法。
Many people are just ignorant of how to go about studying the Old Testament.
所以常常读旧约觉得不得不得帮助。
That's why whenever they read the Old Testament, they say they can't get any help.
所以我盼望能够先把摩西五经跟弟兄姊妹有一点扼要性的介绍。
So I think I should give you a brief information about the content of these 5 books of Moses.
盼望弟兄姊妹把摩西五经好好的读了。
So I want you to study.These 5 books of Moses.
以后你也会了解其他的旧约到底怎么读法。
And then you will know how to deal with our book in the Old Testament.
关于整个的旧约圣经来说。
Now, when we mention this Old Testament, the whole, portion of them.
我们从圣经的里头呢，是一卷一卷给它题目分开的。
Of course, in the Bible, we have one scripture after one scripture, and we can divide them according to their subject.
但是我们要知道，当初圣灵把这些的经卷编排在一起，是有它的意义的。
But I tell you, when the Holy Spirit moved upon this man of God and put all these scriptures together, there was a definite purpose.
犹太人把圣经旧约圣经分作三大类。
You know, the Jewish people, they classified this Old Testament in three parts.
头一个的大类就是摩西的五经。
The first great part is called Pentateuch of Moses.
第二个大类乃是先知书。
The second portion is the prophets.
第三个大类乃是圣言录。
And the third part is what we call the wisdom, the books of wisdom or sacred oracle.
今天我们普通就所谓的诗歌类的五卷。
Say we say Psalms or Proverbs and so on, all these five books.
你记得的路加福音二十四章，主耶稣对着以马忤是两个门徒或者耶路撒冷的门徒来提的时候。
Do you remember after resurrection how Jesus dealt with these two disciples working on the Emmaus and also the rest of the disciples?
路加记载说，主耶稣从摩西的律法、诗篇上的话和先知书里面。指着他自己的都向他们讲明。
The Bible said Jesus explained to them from the books of Moses and also from Psalms and also from the book of Proverbs whatever thing concerning himself he taught all of them.
那是犹太人把旧约分作三大类。
So that we know Jewish people classified this Old Testament in three parts.
摩西五经就创世纪、出埃及记、利未记、民数记、生命记。
And when we say the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses, that means Genesis, the book of Genesis, and Egypt, Exodus, and Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
而在旧约的里面，从约书亚记开始，一直到以斯帖，我们叫做历史书。
And again, from the book of Joshua to the book of Esther, we call that historical books.
从这种以赛亚开始，一直到马拉基，叫做先知书。
And starting from the book of Isaiah to Malachi, we call them the book of prophets.
犹太人把这两类的书合并在一起，称为先知书。
But Jewish people, they put together these two classes of books and call them merely books of the prophets.
另外第三类的就约伯，约伯记开始一直到雅各。
Now in the third portion there was a book starting from book of Job to Song of Songs.
约伯箴言传，约伯诗篇箴言传到雅各。
And we say Job and Psalm and the Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Songs and then
这五卷的书一般说叫圣言录。
These five scriptures is commonly called oracle.
那么这是一般的那个分法。
Now I say this is general classification.
如果我们从它意义上来分的话
，But if according to their significance or their content,
我们会看见旧约一共是九个大的段落。
Then you know that in the Old Testament you can find out nine classifications.
这我在这里所写的只写七个。
Now in here I just write down seven of them.
创世纪第一章到十一章第九节是讲到七初的时代。
Now starting the first chapter of Genesis through 11th chapter verse 9 I call this the beginning period.
从神创造宇宙万物一直等到他们到巴别的时候找巴别城巴别塔为止。
That was the time.Telling about how God created the world till the time they built the Tower of Babel and how they scattered.
然后从创世纪十一章第十节开始就讲到亚伯拉罕。
Now starting the 11th chapter verse 10 is talked about Abraham.
这一个的亚伯拉罕在接着以撒、雅各和约瑟就成为以色列百姓中的立足。
And after Abraham came Isaac and after him came Jacob and they what Jewish people call their patriarchs.
我们常常知道亚伯拉罕是新兴的祖宗。
We always say Abraham is the faith, is the father of our faith.
亚伯拉罕呢是以色列百姓的立足。
And we say, Abraham was the forefather of Israel people.
在亚伯拉罕之前说到的人类，神因为他们几次的堕落，把他们放弃掉了。
And how about the people before Abraham? Because they just sin over and over again, and they cannot be helped.
对着以色列百姓来说，和我们今天信主的人来说，亚伯拉罕是我们头一个祖宗。
So in so far the Jewish people are concerned, also all the believers today are concerned. We just say Abraham is the father of our faith.
所以这就是立祖的时代。
So we call that the age of patriarch.
一直到了第五十章，他们全部下到了埃及。
All their story is told in the book of Genesis up to 50. At that time, all the people went down to Egypt.
然后第三个部分是从出埃及记开始，一直到了生命记的末了。
In the third part.It's mentioned about what the book of Exodus is all about until Deuteronomy.
这就是摩西的时代。
This is what we call the ages.
有的人就称为叫律法的时代。
Some people say this is age of the law.
但是我愿意把它称作以色列族的形成。
But I think I want to give him a title called the age of the formation of Israelites.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和约瑟不过是以色列祖宗的个人。
Now we say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or even Joseph, they are only four individuals within this whole group of Israelites.
但是等到摩西四世纪的服事过了之后，他们就成为以色列的民族。
But after 40 years of ministry by Moses, then they were called Israelites, or people of Israel.
我们今天会看见犹太人直到今天是非常团结的。
Now, even today we can notice these Jewish people are really united.
他们亡国了有两千多年，都离开了他们的本乡，流浪的世界的国地。
See, they have been without a country, they have been refugees for more than2,000 years, but still they hold together.
但是他们一直是连接在一起的。
See, they held all together all along.
我不知道你们在Cincinnati碰见犹太人多不多。
I wonder how many Jewish people you meet in Cincinnati.
在纽约是太多了。
But in New York, we observe many of them.
你知道全美国犹太人的人口只有2%。
You know, in the whole America, there are only 2% of Jewish people out of this whole population.
但是美国主要的政治都在犹太人手里面。
But I tell you, all the political power is in the hands of Jews.
我们中国人到美国了，第三代就不承认是中国人的。
No, but how about the Chinese? When you come to America and up to the third generation, many want to call themselves Chinese.
什么因素把犹太人连起来的？
But what factors held this?Jewish together.
我们中国人连起来主要是我们黄皮肤血统关系。
Why we Chinese get together? Because we have the same skin, we have a yellow skin.
原来主要是借着儒家的思想。
Or sometimes we may get together because of Confucianism.
但这一些一到美国来了一点都没有用了。
But as soon as these Chinese come out of America, all these things works,
你会看见中国人中间没有一个因素把中国人连起来的。
You cannot find any factor whereby to unite all the Chinese together.
但是犹太人成为以色列的民族，他连接的因素非常的强。
But how about Jewish people? How these Israelites can get together? There are many factors.
他强的点在哪里？
And what is their strong point?
就是在摩西的服事。
That is because of the ministry of Moses.
按世界人的眼光来说，就是宗教的因素把犹太人连接起来的。
Now, in worldly saying, they will say that, well, this is the power of religion.
而这一辈犹太人能够因着这个宗教关系连起来的话，里头有非常多的内容。
Now, if you can say that Jewish people can be united with the power of religion, there must be many, workable factor.
这一些的内容就是世界的圣经来讲。
What is the content? What the significance? These book, four books tell them that.
等到摩西带以色列百姓到了约旦河边了。
Now, till the time Moses led all the Israelites to the river Jordan.
他们还没有进到迦南地区。
They didn't get into Canaan yet.
但这一帮的民族是牢牢靠靠的组织起来了。
But at this time, these people, or I say their race, is really held together now.
有了这一个民族形成了之后，然后他们就攻取迦南地。
So, since their nation, their race is united in this way, that's why they could occupy, they can defeat.
约书亚第四世纪到路德记。
So this is told in the book of Joshua and the book of Judges and even in the book of Ruth.
经过了他们把迦南地成为他们的地图了之后，
and after they occupied Canaan and made Canaan their own land,
然后他们要建立以色列国。
Only after that they went to establish their country.
他们这里是以色列族。
Now, just as the nation of Israel, people of Israel.
所以从祖宗立足到族再到国。
Now, here's an order. Forefathers to the race or nation and then come to kingdom.
从这一个族到国的时候要经过一个地。
Now, for this nation or for this race to become a kingdom, they have to possess a land.
地不是主要的因素。
Of course, land itself is not a big factor.
但地不过是一个地方，好叫他们建立起一个以色列的国来。
But land is where they can settle down and they can establish their kingdom.
所以这一个国的组成工从撒母耳记上一直到列王记上第十章。
Now how this country, I mean how this kingdom came into being, you can look it into the books of Samuel and the Kings.
等到列王记上第十一章的时候。
But when you read till the first king, 11th chapter,
所罗门的儿子耶罗波安的时候，
you will find that Jeroboam,
这个国家分裂成为两个了。
This kingdom was divided up into two
kingdoms. 北边的以色列国，南边的犹大国。
In north they have Israel, and in the south they have Judah.
他们就渐渐离弃了耶和华。
And gradually they depart from their God.
所以这一个国家不光是分裂，并且是渐渐的衰败。
So we say their kingdom was not only divided, but they also became poor and weak.
到了列王记下的时候，我们会看见说，他们北方的以色列国和南方的犹大国都被掳到巴比伦去了。
In the second book of the Kings, you will find that even in the north, the kingdom of Israel, and in the south, the kingdom Judah, both was held captive and taken captive to Babylon.
所以好像前头四个大的步骤到那里完全成为泡影。
So you can say that, even you can say that after going through these four steps, forefathers and the nation and the land and the kingdom, and then all were gone into nothing again.
这就我们看见人身上所谓的软弱和败坏。
Now this is for us to observe how weak and how corrupt we are.
但是管理一切的那一位的神，他的旨意绝不会因着人的败坏而完全破坏掉。
But we tell you that.
所以
我们 God will never change in spite of human weaknesses.
所以我们会看见从以斯拉尼西米和以斯帖他们是被掳以后再归回来。
That's why in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah and Esther we can see how they came back and how they tried to restore their kingdom.
在以斯拉记里都给我们看见他们重新修造圣殿。
In the book of Ezra we have shown that they were going to establish thisTemple again.
那主要一个领袖叫所罗巴伯。
And there was a leader called Zerubbabel.
然后第二个文士以斯拉回来了，把律法书重新给他们述说。
And next came the scribe called Ezra, and he explained and expounded all the teaching of the law to people.
等到再有一步，就尼希米回来的时候，重新修造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And after that came Nehemiah, and when he came back, he not only completed the temple and also the city of Jerusalem.
我看看你们的脸呢，这好听那不懂我在讲什么的哈。
Can you catch off what everything I'm saying?
我怕我弟兄姊妹哈，中道发功夫也都圣经也好。
I really suggest that you have to study the Old Testament.
旧约里头有太丰富的宝贝。
Because in the Old Testament, you will find many treasures.
啊，这里附带的有一件是以斯帖。
Now, here's incidental, I must mention this, the book of Esther.
那就说到以色列完全被掳在外邦人手下的时候，神的大能还保守了他们。
That's when the people of Judah was really taken captive and to the foreign country, but God's hand is still on them.
按照神说的经历中所做的，到这个时候已经完了。
So,according to our observation, we say God's act or God's deed.
神之所有所做的只有一个目的，叫人等候弥赛亚基督来到。
And all these action, all these deeds will just give us one hope that we have to wait for Messiah to appear.
旧约是一个影儿。
We say the Old Testament only a shadow.
乃是把要来的弥赛亚和他所有的作为向着人讲明出来。
That is to show us.Through the shadow to know the Messiah who is coming and he is to be accepted.
神借着历史的演变来讲话。
Also, God speaks through the changes of history.
神是借着那些他们献祭侍奉神的方式把主耶稣讲出来。
Also, God tells us about Jesus Christ through the sacrifice offered and through the ministry, the ritual.
神又是借着一般的先知的话语把主耶稣讲明出来。
Because God also spokeAbout Jesus so clear through the words of prophets.
希伯来书第一章第一节告诉我们。
Now in the first verse of the first chapter of the book of Hebrew.
在古时代神是多次多方的效与立足。
In the olden times, God through diverse ways and many different people, through different spokers, through the forefathers.
仔细一点翻译，神是用各种不同的方法，用各个不同部分里面对我们的祖宗讲话。
Now, to paraphrase it, God used different methods, different types of working to speak to forefathers of Israel.
而在新约的里头，就在他儿子我们主耶稣基督的里面对我们讲话。
But in the New Testament period now, God spoke to us through his son Jesus Christ.
所以旧约是把这一位的主耶稣所该要讲的话用很多不同的方法的各种不同部分里头神对我们讲明了。
So in a word, the Old Testament spoke so many things and all these things that later has been spoken by his son Jesus Christ, God already spoke.
他许多的细节上事情所讲的常常比新约讲的还要完全。
You know, there are many details spoken in Old Testament, even sometimes they are more precise than what we found in New Testament.
所以我们需要来读那个的旧约。
That's why we have to study the Old Testament.
第八部分。
Now, I say the eight.
那就诗歌类的。
Now, this is Psalms and Proverbs and so on.
就是约伯记、诗篇、箴言、传道、雅歌。
Job, the book of Job and Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes and Song.
这第八类的那一个五卷的圣经。
Now in these five books within this what we call Holy Oracle,
那是讲到圣灵顺灵的经历。
What we can call that is the spiritual experience of the saints,
那就是五卷的诗歌类的圣经所讲明的。
That is the content or significance of these five books.
然后第九类的就是先知书。
After that comes the books of prophets.
这诗歌类和先知书的是掺杂在这前头七个部分的里面的。
Now of course these two categories of books are incorporated in, within these seven groups.
所以这是一个整个旧约的概要。
Now I tell you in general terms what is the outline of the Old Testament.
那么我们现在就是来看就是摩西的五经。
Now it's time that we should study the Pentateuch of this Moses.
就是我们要来看起初的时代、立足的时代和以色列族的形成。
We have to see this the beginning period and the age of the patriarchs and the formation of the nation of Israel.
摩西的五经乃是所有旧约的根基。
We say this.Five books of Moses, that's a real foundation of all the Old Testament.
所有旧约以后的历史也好话语也好都是从摩西的五经里头延伸出来的。
You know, all the later teachings or prophecies and prophesying are all directed from the book of Moses.
所以说旧约的人必须要多花功夫在摩西五经上。
That's why the Old Testament students must have more time to study these five books.
我们刚刚看过的这个摩西五经里头分三个大的段落。
Just now we have observed that these five books of Moses can be classified in three stages.
从第一章开始到十一章的第十节。
We say the first chapter of Genesis through 11th chapter.
正是我们看见七初的时候。
This is for us to observe the beginning period.
我们必须要超越过他那里所记载的历史故事。
Now, we have to understand that we have to transcend their historical meaning, whatever we call it.
来看到的这一些故事的里头所记载的书面的意义到底是什么。
So we can get the special insights.Even beneath these writings of that Old Testament.
我们不要把自己老是当作儿童读了去的小朋友，在那听故事。
Don't always make yourself like Sunday school children just listening to these interesting stories.
我们必须要透过这些的故事知道它圣的意义。
We have to read between lines and understand their deeper meaning.
我们会看见它头上一个大段落，就是创世纪一章，也直到第二章第三节。
Now the first part you can observe that is in the book of Genesis, the first and the second and the third chapter.
我们会看见这不过是一章多一点的地方。
We say this just a little more than one chapter.
然后我们会看见第二章第四节开始到末了。
And then the second chapter till the end.
我们会发现这头两章的圣经都记载神起初的创造宇宙。
In the first and second chapter, we see how God created the
universe. 你如果要了解它里头的内容的话。
If you want to understand the real meaning of that content,
你就要问说为什么一章记载过了之后第二章又重复。
Then you might ask yourself why there are many things repeated in the second chapter, whatever is already said in first.
头一章给我们看见神在六天的里头创造了万物。
In the first chapter, we say that within 6 days, God created all things.
第二章头章三节到第七天神就安息了。
And then the second chapter said, on the seventh day, God rested his work.
然后二章第四节说神起初创造的故事乃是这样。
And then starting the fourth verse of second chapter again, he said, this is the order, this is the way God created the universe.
哦，神怎么用泥土来造一个亚当，把它放在伊甸园这里面。
How God made Adam, the man out of dust, and how he put him in the Garden of Eden.
然后叫亚当睡了，拿出他一个肋骨，造出一个女的，就是夏娃。
And how he let Adam fall into deep sleep and then taking a rib out of him and make another woman.
难道摩西在那里我们知道一点故事吗？
Now, what is the meaning? Moses, the purpose, only let us know this story.
圣经是非常的纯净的，比这银子在炉中锻炼七次还要纯净。
Now, we must understand the Bible is so purified and so refined.
它绝不会讲的啰嗦无谓的话语。
So, the Bible will never tell us loose or unnecessary things.
如果我们要在神面前来看这两章圣经到底讲什么的话。
If we want to really understand what the real content of these two chapters,
我们会看见在第一章一节一直到第二章三节的里面是讲到神永远的旨意。
Then you will know, starting the first verse of first chapter till the third chapter of second chapter, you will find God wants us to know His eternal purpose.
第二章的里面乃是讲到神如何就这个旨意叫做成全。
But in the second chapter, God is going to reveal to us how God is to achieve, to complete such a purpose.
这就关系了全圣经神到底要做什么事。
And this has something to do with whatever is going to happen later.
神把这一本圣经给我们，一开头就给我们看见他在宇宙中要做什么工。
You know, God given us this Bible in the very beginning. God also let us know what He's going to do.
圣经不是叫我们瞎着眼睛走路，走了老半天还不知道跑哪里去。
God is not such a God that He just want us to close our eyes and just walk for so long a time, still we don't know where we're going on.
我们看看这本圣经这么厚。
And we say this Bible is so thick and so big.
但头两章圣经就告诉我们神在宇宙中要做什么，神在这本圣经到底要讲什么。
But in the first two chapters, God already tells us what is His purpose in this world and what is going to do with us.
神来创造有就万有，由他的计划，由他确定的目标。
Now, in doing His creation work, God has His definite purpose and definite plan.
这在头一章这里头就给我们讲明了。
And this plan was so clearly stated in the first chapter.
我们为了省时间关系，圣经没有办法来读它。
Now, of course, in order to save time, we cannot read all the verses.
但是我知道基督徒旧约不一定读过，创世纪大概头几章读得过了啊。
Many brothers and sisters don't read the Old Testament, but the first and second chapter maybe everyone.
好多人是读到出埃及记第二十章之后，大概读不下去了。
Many they just read up to the 20th chapter of Exodus and they stop.
所以头上一段，我想大家都熟悉。
But the first several chapter you are familiar with.
他怎么能给我们看见神在宇宙中间的旨意呢？
How can this book tell us the purpose of God within this universe?
他先在头一章第一节和第二节给我们看见那一个的世界落到什么样的光景。
Now you look at this first and second verse, you know what kind of the state of the world was at that time.
他说起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊绵黑暗。
Now you see, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void.
So, 这里给我们看见是已经有地球了。
So we say that there was already the earth.
而这一个的地球已经落到了空虚混沌、渊绵黑暗的光景。
But you know, the earth was so chaotic that even without form and it was void.
所以这给我们看见神并没有在创世纪第一章里头创造地球。
So you know that in the first chapter, in the first verse, it didn't say God created the earth.
神在创世第一章第十六节。
But look at this 16th verse.
那就第四天的创造。
It says about the creation the fourth day.
中文翻译说，于是神造了两个大光，大的管昼，小的管夜，又造众星。
It said that God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night.
你如果读希伯来原文就会知道。
Now, if you can read the Hebrew original,
它那里并没有说造字。
It doesn't say create.
这一个字应该翻着显明。
Now, this should be translated as reveal.
太阳、月亮和星已经造出来了，但是神把它遮盖起来。
That means the sun, the moon, and stars were already there, but it was kind of folded, covered up.
第四天的时候，神把太阳、月亮和星显出来给人看见。
But on the fourth day, God unfolded, God revealed all these sun, moon, and stars.
是这给我们看见神要来创造我们今天所看见的宇宙。
So this is to let us know how God is going to create what we observe.
创世纪告诉我们的这一个地球、月亮、星是已经有了。
So, in the Bible, it already tells us that there were already the sun, moon, and stars.
那么我们会看见，虽然已经有了，它却落到空虚、混沌、渊绵、黑暗的光景。
Yes, they were there all right, but they were without form and void, and they were really in chaotic status.
但是我们如果读约伯记三十八章第七节的话
，When you notice the book of Job, chapter 38,
那里告诉我们神当初创造太阳、月亮和地球。
It clearly stated how God created the sun and moon in the very beginning.
那里约伯记记载说，那一个是神的众子都欢喜快乐。
It says that all the children of God really leaped for joy.
这给我们看见以前头一次神来照地球月亮的时候，地球月亮照非常美满的光景。
That is to tell us that for the first time, real God created the sun, the moon, all these things that were so beautiful.
我们再去读以赛亚十四章和以西结二十八章。
Then how about Isaiah, chapter 14 and Ezekiel 28?
我们会看见神创造了这一个宇宙的时候是交给天使来管理的。
When God created the universe, he entrusted it to the hands of angels.
天使中间一个天使长就称为宝座前的基路伯。
And there was a kind of archangel among angels called the cherub.
这一个基路伯心里都骄傲，要高居他的座位与神同等。
But there was a cherub, he became holy in his mind and he tried to get over the throne of God.
这就是罪的开始。
This is the beginning of sin.
是因为这个的骄傲的罪在基路伯的里面发生。
Because there was such a sin of haughtiness in the mind of this cherub,
神就把他从发光的火焰中间赶走了下来。
That's why God drove him out of that fiery place.
根据启示录第十二章里头给我们看见，到撒旦堕落的时候，他的尾巴拖着天上三分之一的心。
And in the book of Revelation, we are shown that when this Satan was turned down from heaven, his tail dragged one third of all the stars in heaven.
我盼望你们有 GPT 哈。
Do I have to take notes, please?
这启示录第十二章，你回去要读哈。
Yeah. This last account I mentioned is in Revelation.
哎呀，我真是盼望了，有这样的训练的话，应该最后一天有考试。
Yeah, I hope that I can give a kind of test at the last session.
如果有考试，大家会记得牢一点。
Yeah, because in that case, you'll try to memorize, huh?
那里是记载到魔鬼堕落的时候，就带着三分之一的天使一同的堕落。
Yeah. In that place, it said that when the devil was fallen, he took along with him one third of angels.
他就霸占了今天的天空。
So he seemed to occupy what we call the heavens.
他又霸占了当初所造的地球和地球上面的活物。
Also, he occupied the place called Earth and also all the living things upon the face of the earth.
新约的里头就讲到空中执政掌权的。
That's why in the Bible we have found such words as principality and powers in the heavenlies.
那就是说到和撒旦一同堕落的天使。
It was all these fallen angels together with
Satan. 撒旦就是空中执政掌权的首领。
And we say Satan is the chief of all the ruler of all these fallen principality and power in the heavens.
那一个地球上神已经造了许多的活物。
And on that time on the face of earth, there were already many creeping things and living things created.
但是被堕落这般天使所霸占。
But they were occupied and controlled by all these fallen angels.
我们不知道在那里发生多少的故事。
We don't know how many stories happened there.
但是我们却知道神有一天用水把那一个所造的活物完全的淹死掉。
But still we know one sure thing, that at a certain point God destroyed that earth, destroyed that world with the great flood.
到创世第一章的时候，地就成为空虚混沌，渊绵黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
So here in the first chapter in the beginning it said the earth was without form and void and darkness was upon the face of the deep and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water.
这就是为什么今天考古学家拿出一些化石已经二十万年了，已经一百万年了。
That's why today even many archaeologists can dig out some kind of fossils or some kind of bones and say that there were so many millions of years ago.
你如果从创世第一章到现在去算的话，绝不会有十万年、二十万年的。
Now, if we are trying to count all these ages and from the first chapter to the first verse, then it's not only say 1,000 million years.
你如果去看地层、地质学的地层的演变的话。
Now, if you can follow these geologists and observe all this great amount of the earth,
你能够确定地算出来水流的时间 绝不止一年十年的时间，十万一万年十万年的时间。
You can count out how the water flow in that earth strait. I mean, it will not only say 100,000 years or 1,000 years.
早这里就我们看见这是神头一个的创造所留下来的。
So we can see that all these things are left over by the first creation of God.
神用洪水把它毁灭了。
Surely God destroyed that.Generation of the world.
这个时候神的灵就运行到水面上开始他的创造。
But at this time, God's Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, and here's the beginning of another creation.
这种这里就给我们看见神六千功夫所有的创造。
So then we can see how God proceeded to work within 6 days.
我们就成为叫做神的复造。
Then we'll say, we become the image of God.
那是神重新一次的创造。
We say this is a recreation of God.
但是我们来看到神这一个创造的时候，
But we observe in this recreation of God.
我们要问说神来创造这一些的东西有什么的目的？
Our question is, what is the purpose of God?Creating all these many things.
神为什么要有空气？为什么要有水分？为什么要有植物？为什么有天上的飞鸟、地上的活物和海里的鱼？
We might ask why there must be air, why there must be light, and why there must be living things in the fowl of the air and all the creeping things on the fishes.
我们从新约里头，以希伯来书、罗马书和哥罗西书能够确定的看见。
Now, in the New Testament, say in the book of Romans, or in the book of Hebrews, or even in the book of Colossians, we can find that.
神创造这个万物有一个确定的目标。
When God created all these things, there was a definite purpose.
他是要叫他的儿子，我们主耶稣基督来承受这些万有。
That was for his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to have all of them as heritage.
用另外一句话来说，
In other words, I can put it.
他乃是要把他儿子我们主耶稣基督里面一切丰盛的本性完全彰显出来。
He wanted to express whatever things inside our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ outwardly.
所有的万有只有一个目的，乃是彰显主耶稣的荣美。
All creation has only one purpose, that is to express the magnificence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神为什么这么辛辛苦苦来创造，又在那管理这个的世界？
Why God so painstakingly created this universe and controls such a vast universe?
他一直有一个确定的目标，到有一天的时候，万物在他儿子的里面同归于一，那就以弗所第一章。
Well, he has had a definite purpose all along, because in the fullness of time, yes, one day, all things will be in his son Jesus Christ. You can find this out.In the book of Ephesians, the first.
哥罗西第一章告诉我们说，要叫基督在万事上居首位。
And in the first chapter of Colossians, it said it is for Jesus to have.